So, Beth, you left your perpetrator, but then you ended up going back to him. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so after the quite serious assault, that was obviously a massive wake-up call that this was not okay. Physically, I was very much in danger, as well as potentially our child. I left for my safety with my child. There were agencies involved. He was placed on bail. However, after the serious assault, obviously, I left the relationship in fear of my own safety and that of my child. Following that, despite bail conditions, Pete would contact third parties to contact me. There was quite an intense period of him stalking, following me where I was walking my dog, involving his extended family, pleading how desperately sorry he was. He started to blame his own mental health, blamed stress on work. I'd also received messages of threats to his own life, made me feel incredibly guilty. Having formed a family with Pete, I guess I felt a sense of responsibility that actually I had a duty to the father of my child, that perhaps I should be supporting him through this stressful period of his life and his ill health. It was my duty to support that and forgive that for the sake of keeping the family together. So when threats to his life came about, I started to weaken in the process, have sympathy for Pete. I even told myself that, you know, he couldn't help what he did and he needed my support to get better. So I returned to the relationship. Interestingly, my vision of working hard in business to earn money and what my long-term plans were was also thrown as a carrot on the table, that come on, we'll set up a lifestyle business in a rural location. Again, I was isolated even more so than from my support network, and entered back into the relationship and period of intense love bombing. He was my perfect partner until I became pregnant again. And then it became a pattern of the old Pete emerging slowly. Again, I was trapped. I was pregnant. I tried to downplay the coercive, controlling behavior, the outbursts of anger, the unpredictability, the what I now know is called gaslighting. At the time, I didn't. But that started to emerge, and examples of that is he would hide things from me. He would move things around. He would intentionally try and create anxiety and fear. For example, telling me that my vehicle was unsafe to drive, that I was going to die and crash. By this point, he'd taken control over all the finances again. I would have to ask for money. So I slowly slotted back into this very controlled relationship. But again, took it upon myself that it was my responsibility to manage that. As soon as my second child was born, the physical abuse did start again, and there was periods of strangulation, putting my head down a bath, putting my head down the toilet, the derogatory comments, trying to make me feel worthless, running a business, having a young child and another child is a tough task for the best of people. I'm a very capable person, but he would intentionally put unnecessary pressure on me in the hope that it would make me feel the pathetic little woman that he was trying to make me believe I was. An example of that would be whilst running my own business to try and maintain some financial independence, knowing that he'd taken control over our joint business, to relieve the embarrassment and shame of having to ask him for money. I recall one day feeding my child, pumping milk at the same time, being on the phone running my own business, and Pete running in aggressively trying to demand that I attended to something on our family business. My reluctance to jump and do what he'd asked led to him trying to strangle me, screaming obscenities, lots of swear words. That was my daily life. I recognised that this was very unhealthy for the children. I tried to reason with Pete to leave the relationship on reasonable grounds. I'd spent a number of months trying to educate him about the impacts of his behaviour subject to my children being exposed to that. He dismissed this, didn't recognise that there was anything for him to address in terms of his behaviour, and it was my problem. On the realisation that there was no resolving, this was a perpetrator, it was intended, there was no chance of reform, I tried to make plans to leave the relationship in a healthy manner for the children, because he'd made it quite clear by this point that he would not support either the children or myself. And that he'd taken financial control over the business and there was no way of me accessing any funds to leave the relationship and therefore trap me. I was always mindful. Thankfully, I was aware of the tactics that were being deployed by this perpetrator. And my knowledge now is most victims by this point are brainwashed because there is no exit, or you feel that there's no exit. You suppress and just try to exist, knowing that there, or feeling that there is no exit plan. You try to learn to just exist and cope with what you face day to day. And that brings me up to the point that I realized I had to ask for help. I was ashamed by my circumstances. I blamed myself for being in the situation. But at the time, I was highly embarrassed by my circumstances, the fact that I was where I was. My family support network, albeit they knew something wasn't right in the evidence that they saw, that in fact I wasn't allowed to see my friends, or if I did, I was followed by the perpetrator, or it'd make my life very difficult for me to see any of my support network. And in fact, any time that my support network and I would come to visit, for example, he would spend the whole time talking derogatory about me, which made them feel very uncomfortable. I cooked a Sunday roast dinner for my friend and her children, and he was sat there bad-mouthing me at the table, to which afterwards my friend said, what's his problem? So he tried very hard to isolate me from my support network. Thankfully, my support network saw through this. It's not right to not recognise that a victim often is afraid or embarrassed and worried what the support network thinks because of the narrative that these perpetrators try to play with your support network. I was fortunate that my support network wasn't put out by this. The point of explaining that is to explain how embarrassed and humiliated I was by my circumstances, that I hadn't asked for help before. I realised, again, I had no choice. This led to lockdown and having nowhere to escape with the children, and noticing you get to learn the patterns of a perpetrator. And Pete in particular would start to get very shaky when his anger levels increased, which alerted me to realise that I was in danger physically and that a serious assault was likely. And I had to ask for the help by the police, because in lockdown I'd got nowhere to escape or defuse the situation. Which leads me up to the final parting of the relationship. Pete tried very hard. The police did remove him from the property that evening. The next day, he begged for forgiveness, blamed his stress. He didn't realise what he was doing. 9 times out of 10, I guess, a victim would accept that the period of love bombing again, okay, because they don't see a way out. I thankfully saw through what Pete was trying to do, and I made it quite clear that once lockdown restrictions were lifted, that I'd be exiting the relationship. And I think he knew I was serious on that. On trying to flee the relationship, the abuse escalates and heightens, which then makes it even more so difficult for a victim to flee that, because you're mentally battered. You don't see an exit route. The perpetrator works very hard to ensure that any exit route is impossible. And in fact, by that point, a victim is so exhausted, mentally, physically, financially ruined. It does seem impossible. And I guess I scream that the message of this is the cycle never ends. And the longer you stay in that circumstance, the harder it becomes to actually leave, because the perpetrator will work harder and harder to make your exit more impossible whilst trying, exerting additional energy into abusing you mentally, physically, that you just don't have the strength to do it.